day, gas prices break their own records in Western Mass. Sheriff Cochi won't send anyone to the moldy Springfield courthouse. Bay Pass celebrates their 125th, and catalytic converter theft kicks up in Longmeadow, and regional snowfall totals.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
This is Friday, March 11, 2022, and the weekend is here. Something else is here, too, and that is daylight savings time. And don't let it trip you up this weekend. It starts at 2 a.m. this Sunday. The clocks are turned forward 1 hour. And that'll be 3 a.m. local daylight time. You know, spring ahead and fall back and all that stuff. Sunrise and sunset will be about 1 hour later on March 13, 2022, than the day before. And there will be more light in the evening. Now your forecast, partly sunny and a high 48 to 52 today. How about that? And let's look ahead to Saturday, cloudy. Rain changes over to snow, but still, high temperatures 44 to 48 degrees. Well, we didn't exactly have the paralyzing blizzard the media is endlessly preparing us for, but if you're interested in who got what, I have the snowfall totals for you for the region. West Springfield and Hamden County will start. West Springfield 3.6 inches. Westfield 3.5, Chicopee 3.4, Agawam 3.3, Hamden 3.2, Southwick 3.0, Ludlow 2.1. Hampshire County, Williamsburg 4.3, Northampton 4.0, East Hampton 4, Amherst 3.4, West Hampton 3.4, Belchertown 3, Goshen 2.5, Franklin County, Conway 5.5, Montague 5, Roe 4.8, Sunderland 4.6, New Salem 4.5, Greenfield 4.2, Coleraine 4.1, Shelburne 4, Buckland 4, Bernardston 3.5, Shutesbury 3, Leverett 3, and let's see, Berkshire County, Pittsfield 6.1, Savoy 4.5, Sandusfield 4.3, Lennox 4, Beckett 4, Williamstown 4, Lanesboro 4, Stockbridge 3.5, Clarksburg 3.5, Hancock 3, Great Barrington 3. Yesterday I mentioned that gas prices in Mass had broken records. Well, they continue to break their own records. Second day of this. The average price for a gallon of regular unleaded gas is 4.35 cents a gallon as of Thursday morning. Now, this is 5 cents higher than it was Wednesday, 60 cents higher than it was last Thursday. Average prices across the country are now $4.31 per gallon for regular gas and $5.05 per gallon for diesel. Now, as of yesterday morning, Thursday, that is exactly in line with the average in Hamden County, which is also $4.31 per gallon. This comes to us from AAA. And it's obvious for me to say that we certainly have not seen the limit yet. Following the release of the report showing that cancer-causing mold is present throughout the Hamden County Courthouse, Sheriff Cochi announced that, as of Wednesday this week, he will not be sending the justice-involved population to in-person court proceedings, and will instead continue to offer remote hearings as the department did throughout the pandemic. The sheriff is quoted as saying, "Enough is enough. The state needs to stop talking about mitigation to the tune of $91 million, and the conversation needs to immediately shift to replacement of the building. People are getting sick and they are dying, and it doesn't need to happen." That's a direct quote. The executive office of the trial court, which is responsible for the building, has yet to close the building or take any decisive actions in response to the report released this week. Congratulations to Bay Path University, kicking off their 125th anniversary celebration with their 6th annual On the Move Forum. This is Tuesday, March 22. This free, day-long virtual event will engage residents, community members, and leaders, and a host of community and campus collaborators in discussion to build and promote community thoughts and inspire action. 125 years of Bay Path. Wonderful. Well, if I spin the catalytic converter theft wheel, it lands on Longmeadow. We are starting to see an uptick in catalytic converter thefts in the area again. Now, the recent cases in Longmeadow involve 07 and 08 Toyota Prius, where cars were parked in the driveway. One incident occurred on Ferncroft Street between 3 p.m. on March 1st until 8 a.m. on March 2nd. The other incident occurred on Hopkins Place between 12 p.m. on March 7 until 6 p.m. March 8. So, if you saw anything suspicious during these time frames, please contact the Longmeadow Police Department. And they want you to know that they are working with other agencies and sharing information, so call them immediately if you see anything suspicious and consider leaving outside lights on overnight. And that concludes our show for today and also our programs for this week. And we'll take the weekend off, and we'll be back Monday morning with our next new program up online Monday during the day and available to you day and night on demand. And I'll remind you one more time, Sunday night or Monday morning, whichever way you look at it, or Sunday morning, actually, whichever way you see it. Remember, at 2 a.m., set your clocks ahead. Spring ahead, fall back. 1 hour to 3 a.m. And that's the way that goes. Sunrise and sunset will be 1 hour later, March 13, 2022, than the day before. And you'll be grateful for it when you have more light in the evening. That'll be nice. Thanks for being with us on Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.